Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
The rain, what's left, will clear soon, then highs today of 71, 78 tomorrow. 50% chance for showers on Thanksgiving, highs in the mid-70s. And I don't know if they're quite sure about the timing of the front yet, when the temperature begins to drop, but highs Friday only of 60, same for Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday, even cooler, highs then of only 54 and into the lower 60s only until next Wednesday. So you'll be able to get those sweaters out, again, if you remember where you put them. Becky Mowbray joins us right now, President and CEO of BGR, and Susie Dudas, Senior Research Analyst for BGR. Good morning, ladies. How are y'all?
Good morning. Doing fine. Thank you
for having us on.
You bet. Everybody ready for Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
I guess so.
Today is National Cake Day, and on a lighter note, before we get to serious business, Becky, you got a favorite cake?
Ooh, chocolate auberge. I mean, you can't beat that.
And what about you, Susie?
Coconut cream.
I don't know if you heard my idea with one yellow layer, one white layer. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later. Let's talk about if you've been driving around Jefferson Parish schools, you've seen the sign "Support Jefferson Parish Public Schools." And you may have wondered what that's about, and I don't know who wants to start here. You ladies can decide. But what's on a ballot on December 7th, and what do Jefferson voters have to decide?
Sure, I'll take that, Tommy. On December 7th, Jefferson Parish voters will be asked to consider whether to approve a new tax to fund raises in the Jefferson Parish school system. Jefferson Parish has been finding that it's having a hard time hanging on to teachers. It's been losing more than 500 a year each year since the pandemic, which makes it really hard for the school system to achieve its learning objectives and achieve the student outcomes that it wants to if you've got this constant churn in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So the school system is talking about it would like to put in a pay raise funded by a tax that would cover not only teachers but us other school employees as well, other school system employees as well. And it's on the December 7th ballot. Early voting is open now. And BGR took a close look at the proposal, and we came out in favor of it. We felt like the school system had done appropriate planning. They had tried to do everything they could with using money they had saved from schools that they had closed to fund raises, but it's just not enough to get there and accomplish what they want to accomplish. BGR found that it would be a good move that would help stabilize classrooms and ultimately lead to more effective outcomes with students in the parish.
For people in Jefferson Parish that vote for this, what is it going to, is there an average of what it's going to cost them per year with the millage?
So the millage levied, the maximum rate is 10.89 mils. So for every $100,000 of home value over the homestead exemption that you have, that's going to be $108.90 that you would have there. And so we looked at, and our report has it, the average home price recently in Jefferson Parish was $320,000. With the homestead exemption, that total, if you had a house of that value, that would run you about $266.
Do you know, have they done any polling on this? Do you know if people seem to be in favor of this or not? And I'm just wondering about, I don't know how many people in Jefferson Parish use the public school system, how many use private schools, how many realize the importance of public education, whether they use it or not. Thoughts from either one of you?
You know, we don't look at things like polling. I mean, our role at BGR is to analyze the actual proposal itself and whether, you know, whether the organization has been a good financial steward of resources in the past, whether there's a good plan, and most importantly, whether it's likely to lead to effective outcomes for the public. In this case, we found that it would, and while you know, the 10.89 mil tax is a significant request of voters at a time when many people are feeling squeezed. It is one that would support a core building block for the future success of the parish's families, economy, and quality of life. I mean, schools are, you know, everyone has an interest in a well-functioning school system, regardless of whether you have kids in the system, because it's so central to the future of a parish and its economy.
Totally agree. When we come back, we'll talk about outcomes and where this would put the salaries of Jefferson Parish teachers where they are now as it relates to other parishes and where this would put them. And I presume this millage is in perpetuity, or does it sunset at some point?
So, like all of the school systems, go ahead, Becky, or do you want me to?
No, Susie. Go.
Like all of the school systems, millages, I believe right now, it would be for 10 years and then would come up for renewal after 10 years.
Got you.
Voters get a chance to see how it works and then weigh in again in 10 years.
All right, we'll take a break, pick it up. We come back, 720 now, traffic WWL. 724 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR, Susie Dudas. Susie, I'm saying that right, huh?
Yes,
okay.
You are correct.
Senior research analyst for BGR about the ballot proposal for a new millage that would fund teacher pay raises. If I'm saying anything wrong, I'm trying to encapsulate this. Y'all please jump in and let me know. And it would cost about, give me that number again, the average homeowner, about $108, is that what you said?
So $108.90 for every $100,000 of your home value over that $75,000 homestead exemption.
Gotcha. So it would raise, tell me about the where teacher salaries are in Jefferson Parish right now, what it would raise them to, and how that relates to other parishes in the state, please. Somebody.
Sure. So Jefferson Parish right now, the starting salary for a certified teacher is $51,800. Which is kind of it's a little higher than some, but there's kind of this pack, which is all together of a lot of local school systems in the $50,000 to $51,000 range. This would put them up, it's an $8,300 raise. This would put them up to just over the current highest in the Southeast Louisiana area, would put them up to $60,100. Which is just above Plaquemines and St. Charles parishes, where right now they're at 60,000.
So one question I have is, does this, and look, competition's a good thing. I'm not against competition, but I just wondered, does this draw teachers away from Plaquemines or away from Orleans Parish, or does it invite
more
people?
One of the big things in talking with the school system that they, you know, they say that in looking at exit interviews that they lose teachers to some of the higher paying parishes. St. Charles in particular is one that they've mentioned. So part of this is to stem, you know, they see it stemming their losses to parishes, that people may come over to Jefferson, be there for a year, get a little bit of experience, mm-hmm. and can find another opportunity, a better paying opportunity, that they will take that. So part of this measure with, obviously, yeah, there is competition, is to try to stop getting new teachers and then losing them if other school systems or even other sectors in the private sector are paying better.
And I guess at some point, somebody ran the numbers with Jefferson Parish School System and figured that, I guess you got to balance a lot of different things, what the voters are likely to approve and how much you can pay teachers. But that raising the Jefferson teacher to like $60,000 would be the sweet spot?
Based on, again, and I think you're absolutely right, you know, how much when they're figuring this, they feel like, you know, overall they can have for a millage rate that voters would accept. What is that going to generate? And then translating that to how large a raise. And certainly, you know, their goal of being very competitive with the school systems that are currently the highest.
And to be clear, BGR, what you do is you look at the way this has been vetted, what they're asking for, what they've done in the past, how they propose to spend the money, and what kind of outcomes they're going to achieve. That's what you're looking at, accurate?
Yes. Yeah. We look at the strength of the proposal itself and whether it is, you know, worthy for voters to consider. When voters go to the ballot box on election day, they decide, you know, is this something I want to pay for? But we do the analysis of the proposal because it would be really hard for citizens on their own to, you know, come up with the type of information that we were able to assess whether, you know, whether it's likely to lead to effective outcomes. And I should say, we have put in this report that should the school system find that it doesn't need the full amount of the millage that they're asking for, you know, we recommend that they like not avail themselves of the full amount if they find that they come to a point that they've got the money they need and you know, spare taxpayers if they can possibly do so.
I got it.
But part of the
go ahead, finish, please.
Yeah. I was going to say, part of the issue is that teacher salaries can be so low in Louisiana. There are also teachers that are leaving for other states as well. And, you know, the in general, you need to try to induce more people to go into the profession of teaching or to stay in it rather than switching to a different career.
And a text comes in here. I just would pose the question. I don't know if you know the answer or not, but why was this not on the November 5th ballot?
We do not know the answer to that.
You think there'd been a bigger turnout. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate your time. Have a nice Thanksgiving. Becky Mowbray, Susie Dudas, President and CEO of BGR, and Senior Research Analyst for BGR, respectively. They say the BGR is in favor of that school tax proposition. It's going to be on the ballot on December 7th. We'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, when we come back. Get the latest on the Wisner Trust saga and Tulane and all that stuff right now. Time for WWL First News.